Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Well, let's get an update. Let's chat to the police, to SAPS, to the South African Police Services in the Western Cape, to try and understand where this is at. Colonel Andre Trout joins us this morning. Thank you for doing so. I really appreciate you giving us the time. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you very much. I'm doing well. Thank you.
So this incident obviously is a very, very unnerving one for a community that is feels under threat, where we've seen incidents around the world. We've seen incidents, of course, limited here in South Africa. And then something like this happens. It obviously does shake the foundation of the community. With all of that, there seems to be some confusion as to what the situation is. What can you tell us about this event?
On Friday morning, SAPS Cape Town Central Police received a call of a possible explosive device on a parking area in Hatfield Street. Mm-hmm. Police officers responded and they brought in the canine unit and the bomb squad when they could not determine what it was. The bomb squad did the investigation on the scene. They then removed this device from the premises, and that they are busy conducting an investigation to determine what exactly it is. Fortunately, no explosion occurred. No injuries were sustained, right. And we removed it on Friday. And now this matter is under a police investigation.
So the device that was removed, did this have the appearance of an explosive device?
Well, it was described as a possible explosive device. The dogs did not respond positively to it. That's why the bomb squad removed this device, and they are now currently in the process to do their investigation. Once they are finished with that, the investigating officers will have a better understanding what the device is and in what direction the investigation will go.
In terms of the law, if somebody throws a device that is an explosive device, that's very clearly one thing. If somebody throws a device that has the appearance of one but doesn't contain explosives, from a police point of view, how do you treat it? What is that? You know, it's not littering, obviously. It's not just somebody throwing something out. They've done something quite deliberately to intimidate. What is the crime in that?
It will be treated the same way as the pointing of a firearm. If you point somebody with a firearm, a real firearm, right. that is a criminal offence. But if you point somebody with a imitation firearm or a toy firearm, and the victim is under the impression that is a real firearm, it's also pointing of a firearm. So there's an intimidating factor. If you throw something, discard of something that looks like a pipe or something, it could be littering. But if you do it in such a way that you want to intimidate a person or an organization and make them believe that this is a harmful device, a possible explosive device, you know, it will be treated differently than littering.
Right. Okay, so that's important, that clarification.
But at this stage, we are busy with our investigation. The bomb disposal squad should be wrapping up their part and inform the investigating team. And once that has been done, we will have a better understanding what we are dealing with.
This type of situation, according to some of the other experts we've spoken to, is potentially a concern because it might be, and this is speculative, I'm not, I get that, is perhaps testing a system, testing security, testing the response. Is this something that in line with police work that you would would have seen that criminals or terrorists or bad actors, whatever it would be, test a system out in this type of a way?
If one looks at the sensitivity regarding the matter, we are currently busy with a police investigation.
Sure.
And elaborating on that, or coming to a premature conclusion, will be a little bit irresponsible and not wise on the part of SAPS.
Right.
So
I'm with you.
What we say is let the investigation unfold, and once we are exactly sure what the motive was, who was behind the device that was placed in. We've seen two people on a motorcycle leave the area, fitted with a false number plate, but that's all part of the investigation. So, as I said, we don't want to speculate prematurely on what transpired on Friday in Cape Town.
Absolutely, and we really, really certainly appreciate you giving us the time to chat about it, and we appreciate the sensitivity, the hard work that goes into it. Thank you for taking the time to speak with us. That's Colonel Andre Trout from the SAPS in the Western Cape, giving us an update, talking to us about what he can. And I think what he said towards the end, I think, was quite important, that two people on motorbikes identified leaving the scene. Those motorbikes had false number plates. So you can tell me what you like. You know the whole thing, if it walks like a duck. Let's put together what we've been told on the show. We know the device looks like a explosive device. We know that two people caught on camera riding motorcycles, motorbikes, those motorbikes have false number plates. They throw this device over into a Jewish installation. The device is taken away by SAPS. It is under investigation. Yeah, it certainly looks like a duck to me.